The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This is Wicked Roadie, a wicked good podcast about Rhode Island events and life. Hey everybody, how's it going? My name's Mary Larson.
And I'm Ben DeCastro. Thank you so much for joining us, tuning in to the podcast voted best of Rhode Island 2 years in a row. Concurrently. Is that how you say, is that how you would use concurrently?
I think so. I think you're using that quite appropriately.
Very good. That's my whole goal, is to use English language in a good way.
Appropriately, right? Yeah.
Yes. Do it good. So, Mary, it's been long awaited, but finally, I have had the time to finish the float video. The video of us taking a trip to float.
So excited.
And I got a chance to go to the lovely float spa over in Warwick on Airport Road. And kind of walk through. We talk about it. So go check that out. It's up on Facebook. It's on the IGTV.
Mm-hmm.
Not to be confused with HGTV.
No. Very closely. Close words, but yeah.
Letter-wise, we are right there. But it's up there. And I'm just thinking about how it's going to be a very useful location, especially as we come into the insanity that is the holiday season.
Oh my gosh. Honestly, you couldn't get a better location. It's so easy off the highway. And if you're someone who does need to travel to the dreaded Route 2 during the next couple of months, you know, Airport Road is so close by. And so for you to be able to treat yourself while you are treating everybody else is really, really important.
And I bring up the holidays simply because, you know, for you and I, we don't work in retail necessarily. Mm-hmm. We don't. Well, you kind of do with your minute with Mary and all the various makeup stuff you're doing, which your videos are just blowing up anyway. But people who are in that field, they're well into the holiday stuff for a variety of reasons. So they may need it first before all the rest of the norms, the normies out there get up there. But the video is up, folks. Go check it out. Let us know what you think. Share it. And of course, as always, if you're looking to do something with us, whether it be experience or different things to kind of get the word out there, we always want to work with you. Now, this is something that has made the rounds in various news and talk shows, but having the two little kids that you do, the two, the lass and lad, the discussion of having trick or treating on the actual date of 31st, or do they move it to the closest Saturday? That discussion, it seems like most towns have tabled it for this year.
Yeah.
And I believe because next year and then the year after it will be on the weekend, but it will come back. What are your thoughts on keeping trick-or-treating sacred on the 31st?
On All Hallows Eve.
That's right. Absolutely. Okay. Or doing it to the closest Saturday without going over. I put a little Price is Right spin in there.
Hey, there you go. I like that.
What are your thoughts?
I'm a huge fan of this new movement of moving it to the last Saturday in October. Huge fan. My kids are so young. But also, I feel like nowadays, everybody is overscheduled with commitments and sports and music and other things that you have to worry about running home and seeing if you still have rehearsal going on, if you still have practice, because not everything cancels just because it's Halloween. So then you have to skip something. It's a huge inconvenience. And I will say, if we trick-or-treated like how they do in movies, I always think of E.T. They're trick-or-treating and it's like really sunny out. Maybe it's just because of where they're located. But if we trick-or-treated in the daytime, you know, people were home and the kids actually got to see each other in their costumes, it would be a whole different story. But as it is, it's a Thursday night. You got to wait till the streetlights go on in most places. It's dark. You know, people are just getting home from work because it is a Thursday. So you have to worry about the cars. I am all about the Saturday switch.
Now, can I, and I'm fine with whatever. I really, to me, it doesn't matter. But can I give you a little devil's advocate here?
Yeah.
The Saturday before Halloween is perhaps the busiest night for adult Halloween parties.
Truly.
And so there's a couple things to worry about. A, people who have zero consideration for other people and drink and drive.
Yeah.
But also people who want to participate in trick-or-treating now can't go to a party, or more people won't be home. I think, you know, it's, ooh, you know, if you have, you know, so now one out of every five houses will only, or four out of every five houses will be empty because those people are going to a party.
Well, I'll tell you somewhere. This from my partying days, I feel like I hardcore went to those, you know, go to a bar, get dressed up, try to enter a costume competition when I was renting an apartment, when I did not own a house. And when I frankly probably wasn't going to be handing out candy, the people who are handing out the candy generally aren't the ones going to those adult parties. But I do appreciate looking out for it. However, if you are having an adult party, that makes it all the more fun to go trick or treating. You're going to see all these people actually dressed up in costume. They may be a little loopy, but hey, it's an experience. That's for sure.
That's our question of the day, folks. So comment on Facebook. Let us know on the episode, you know, post here. Are you in favor of keeping All Hallows Eve in the true traditional form where the trick or treating would be on the 31st, or are you in favor of doing it on the last Saturday of October, which would be the closest to Halloween?
Mm-hmm.
What happens if Halloween's on the 31st, on the Sunday, rather? What happens if Halloween's on the Sunday?
Oh, you've got like an amazing weekend full of just merriment and glee.
It's crazy. It's crazy. So while you answer that, if you tuned in while you're on the road working or getting errands done, just listen and enjoy the episode. If you hear something that piques your interest, you can find all the links and info on our website, wickedroadiepodcast.com.
Well, on that note, my friend, what do you have for this week's Wicked Interesting Listing?
So this week's Wicked Interesting Listing was originally scheduled for September, but it was moved, and it is now taking place this Sunday evening from 4 to 7 p.m. Ladies and gentlemen, Providence Light the Night for the Leukemia Lymphoma Society of Rhode Island. It is going to be at the Rhode Island State House. And the cool thing is, because it moved, it gave people even more time to fundraise. So this is excellent. You know, when you or someone you love hears the words, you have cancer, it will probably be one of the darkest moments of your life.
Mm-hmm.
The light and the warmth that they can generate in a time of despair, and I'm talking about the people at the Leukemia Lymphoma Society Rhode Island chapter, is hope. It you know, brings some kind of reassurance, lets you know you're not alone. It supports them. And that is why this Light the Night walk is so important. And people sometimes wonder, why do you do the walk at night? Well, because it's very symbolic. You know, it's, you know, you're in there in the darkness, and and then all of a sudden you have these balloons and these luminaries that are you walking around with, to help show that, okay, the whole point of LLS, RI, or in general, is to help those who are in that dark place of getting that cancer diagnosis. So Maddie Grimaldi from Cat Country 98.1 will be the MC. There'll be a bunch of, there'll be some speakers, there'll be some vendors there, but it's the 20th year that they are bringing light to the darkness, not only of the night, but of cancer. So it's something you want to definitely get involved in. And, you know, Mary, I mean, you know somebody, you know people who've been affected by cancer. Yeah. I know people who've been affected by cancer. Leukemia Lymphoma Society specifically focuses on those blood cancers, but it's critical. It is very important.
Truly.
So that is our Wicked Interesting Pick of the Week. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's the Wicked Fun in the 401.
Things off this weekend. We of course all know that it is football season here in yes. Patriots country. Everybody's usually busy on a Sunday, unless it's this week where you were busy on a Monday night. So, but what about for people who might want to play a little sport themselves? What about the kids who want to be inspired and do a little something different? Maybe something, I don't know, magical? Like Quidditch, the sport of the wizards from Harry Potter. So everyone who is a Harry Potter fan loves to whip back out the books or the movies this time of year because it is, you know, around Halloween. And the U.S. Quidditch 2019 Northeast Regional Championship is taking place in Warwick this weekend. So really? Do you know about Quidditch, Ben?
I know about it, A, because I have a very good friend who is obsessed with Harry Potter. Her and her husband actually traveled recently to some, you know, affair, as it were.
Oh, I wonder who that could be. Maybe
I don't
me.
Know. It's funny because we did Harry Potter. We're training a two-year-old, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, you can tell.
A Harry Potter-themed fireworks night at the Paw Sox, mm-hmm. and it said Quidditch tournament while they were getting, you know, the fireworks ready right after the game. Is like a 10-minute break there. And who did I text? Because somehow I had to make play-by-play calls over the PA. I'm like, Mary, I need a crash course via text. What is this?
How do you even say this? Well, this, of course, is the magical sport that's portrayed in the books and in the movies. But in college, it's kind of taken over that kids even who, not even kids, adults, you know, college age students who really love to play a different sport. Maybe they're not necessarily on a regular team like a football team, a soccer team. Instead of doing, like back in my day, it was Ultimate Frisbee that was really big in the college circuit. And now it is Quidditch, my friend. So literally people run around with a broomstick between their legs, chasing each other, trying to score a goal with a quaffle. It is amazing. So this is going to be taking place on Bend Street Field in Warwick, Saturday and Sunday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. And it is completely free. They are asking that you do sign up for the Eventbrite just so they have a rough idea of how many people are attending. And what's even cooler about this is that if you have a young friend who's between the ages of 5 and 18, they actually have youth Quidditch taking place on Saturday and Sunday around the lunchtime time from 11 to about 1. And then again, from 2 to about 3. And so they can learn how to play Quidditch. They can run some drills, have a little scrim. So if they're huge Harry Potter fans, they can check it out. But even as an adult, before I had kids, I've gone to these. It is so fun, so exciting, kind of along the same lines that when you go to see a roller derby gig, you know, because it's very, very on contact, you know, man on man contact. And when I say man on man, I mean anybody, because this sport is co-ed. So you are going to be cheering for all sorts of people. That, once again, is taking place Saturday and Sunday right over on Bend Street Field in Warwick.
That is amazing. And folks, if you are there, please, I have a wedding to go to this weekend. So please share your photos because I'll be very interested in seeing what's going on. The only way I can describe this is vampire circus, vampire circus, vampire. The vampire circus is taking place on Friday at the Stadium Theater Performing Arts Center. So what is this? It's an innovative and surreal fusion of cirque, theater, comedy, and cabaret. The Vampire Circus features off-the-wall characters, death-defying acrobats from all over the globe. You'll be amazed by the acts of strength, balance, and electrifying special effects. It'll keep you on the edge of your seat.
Love it.
So this is something cool. I mean, so many people love, you know, haunted events or spooky events. This obviously taking place in October is right in line. The show takes place in a 19th century abandoned cemetery.
Ooh.
All right.
Talk about spooky.
Yeah, exactly. So it's going to be just this visual vortex of twisted acrobats, fantasy, frightful fun. It is said that this is perfect for the entire family.
Cool.
Okay. This is a show for all ages. So if you're looking for something cool, and let's face it, I'm a fan of all things circus.
Yes, you are.
Being one that has sawdust in my blood. Are you familiar with that phrase?
No, I've no idea.
You looked at me a little concerned.
I know, I did. But then I like put two and two together and I was like, okay.
You're ready to contact my primary care physician on that one. No, you know, circuses of the old, they would have sawdust down and they would say, oh, you know, he's so old. He's got sawdust in his blood. You know, cool, it's just, so anyway, there you go. So inside scoop right there. So that is taking place on Friday. 8 o'clock, Stadium Theater, Performing Arts Center, right up there in Woonsocket. That's like 10, 15 minutes out of Providence, folks. Go check it out. Tickets available. What do you have, Mary?
Totally different vein. Because mind you, there's tons of like trunk or treats. There's tons of Halloween parties like you were talking about. I mean, this is the big weekend before.
Spooktaculars.
Yeah, like all sorts of spooktaculars. And we could, of course, listed a bajillion off, but you're probably already attending some. So I wanted to do something a little different. And maybe you'd like to have a little calmness before the chaos of this upcoming week. There is a free sunrise meditation celebration taking place at Roger Williams Park with the Hush Providence group going on. And this is going to feature a sound bath, a guided meditation, and a cacao ceremony. I don't even know what that means.
Cacao.
What is that?
That's it's essentially cacao is the it's the base of chocolate.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. So what does that mean? Do you eat chocolate together while you're chilling out?
It's yes, but there are various effects. They're not going to hand you a Hershey's bar. Sorry. but it will be more refined, and it will it's, you know, there are, believe it or not, there are very healing properties to cacao.
You know, and it's actually mentioned as a healing property in the Harry Potter books.
Well, they aren't wrong there.
Right?
I don't know so much about the Quidditch, but yeah, so the cacao ceremony is again more of that.
Really? That's
cool. Yes.
So this is just a great way to start the day, being mindful, having some movement and music. Once again, like the Temple of Music, absolutely gorgeous place. You are going to want to dress appropriately, bring your own mat, bring some water, and it's about an hour long. So it's a great way to really start your morning off. And what I love about this is because of the time of year that it is, usually when you hear sunrise, you're like, oh gosh, what does that mean? Like five? This is at 8:30. Right?
Very true. I never thought of that. It's like, do you do sunrise yoga only in the fall and winter?
Yeah, I would. That's my kind of sunrise yoga. Like I've been up for 2 hours with my kids already.
Exactly. Our good friend over there at the Providence Riverboat Company, Captain Pete, they are doing haunted boat tours. They're doing them this weekend and then some even into next week. But go check it out. They will guide you through the Providence Ghost Tours area, introduce you to some of Providence's longest lingering residents as you cruise throughout the waterways, surrounded by moonlit bridges, cobblestone walkways, and century-old parks downtown.
Spooky.
You're going to hear some about the deceased but not so departed local legendary giants and humble servants alike. So it's pretty cool.
Providence,
if you like that kind
really
of stuff.
Providence is really freaky, man. Have you been on like a ghost tour in Providence?
I've never done the ghost tours.
Supposedly we have a book written by Edgar Allan Poe, I think in the Brown Library, that's the binding, like the book cover is human skin.
Well, that sounds like a medical concern. Do you have to wear gloves? I mean, is there a biohaz going on?
No, man. I'm all set with that.
Yeah,
I'm all set.
It's,
but Providence is spooky.
Who let Edgar Allan Poe do that anyway? What is his deal? I'd like to talk to him.
Right?
Is he around? Let's get him for an interview.
Thank goodness, no.
Oh, okay.
So if you got some little ones in your life who may not want to hear about a skin-covered book, we've got a couple of Wicked Family-friendly picks going on this week. First and foremost, it is that time of year, my friends. It's Halloween, and Roger Williams Park Zoo, of course, they're having the Jack-O-Lantern Spectacular. But if your kids are on the smaller side and may not want to be out when it's that dark, they do have the Spooky Zoo going on. And I've got to tell you, it's not really that spooky. It should be called, like, the Not Really Spooky Zoo. But it's Saturday from 10 to 3, and it is super super fun. They have all types of outdoor autumn activities for the whole family. You can also trick or treat in the zoo. So they encourage you to come in your costume beginning at 10 a.m. They're going to have animal encounters, costumed characters, crafts, free trick or treat bags. So you don't even have to worry about that. They have this awesome drumming circle. It's my kids' favorite part of the Spooky Zoo, is getting to just jam on out. Now, this event, of course, is free with zoo admission. And if your kid is 12 or under and they come in costume, they get in for half price.
Wow.
Pretty
that's
awesome.
That's a great, that's like a huge bargain.
Yeah.
Another wonderful thing that happens for the family, Fort Family Fun Day.
A lot of alliteration right there.
Yes. The Triple FD. So it is on October 27th, which is Sunday, 1 to 5 p.m. Fort Adams in Newport. They are hosting their family-friendly event through the parade field of the historic Fort Adams. So the parade field is the inside. Check this out. You can enjoy an 18-hole mini golf course that they're setting up. Scavenger hunt. They'll have two jack-o'-lantern hunts. Tons of photo ops. And a PG version of Fortress of Nightmares.
Oh.
An added bonus, the Audrain Auto Museum, which just recently had a huge, like, worldwide festival down there in Newport.
Yeah, fancy people, like, very expensive tickets. I heard some tickets were, like, $7,000 to go.
And that is why Brendan Kirby was there. they will have their trunk or treat on the North Lawn from 3 to 6 p.m. Now, the Audrain Auto Museum has very exclusive cars. These are the kind of cars that you usually have a velvet rope and an armed guard around it at all times. I'm curious how they're going to put candy in it. But nonetheless, don't let me dissuade you.
Please.
I want to see it. So,
amen, man.
Look, it's $20 for a family. You can get it at the visitor center the day of the event. And Audrain's is saying, if you wouldn't mind helping out the Martin Luther King Food Pantry, they'd love that help as well. So check it out. It's Sunday from 1 to 5 p.m., the Fort Family Fun Day over at Fort Adams.
Ben and I and the rest of our friends at Wicked Roadie are proud to partner with the United Way of Rhode Island to help spread the word about amazing opportunities that you, your friends, your family can volunteer in and around Rhode Island.
Mary, have you ever done one of those bold races, one of those obstacle challengey kind of...
I've wanted to. I've admired people that have, but I
2020,
have not.
I think 2020, you and I are going to be signed up for one. But
we need to.
If you want to get in on being part of the committee... Find Your Bold's mission is to help people overcome perceived limitations through obstacle course events, outdoor activities, and get-togethers. And they are looking for volunteers to join their events, fundraising, and marketing committees. So if you want to get involved, maybe you've done some of these races before, and you're thinking, I'd like to take it to the next level, just contact them by info@fybold.org. Or you can give them a call. We have the links on our website as well. Mary, what do you have?
You know, if you're someone who loves to help out with children, maybe you're a child at heart, the Providence Children's Museum is seeking volunteer play guides to facilitate positive learning experiences in the museum's exhibits and programs. Now, I have been to the Providence Children's Museum several times, and let me tell you, these people have so much fun. You get to see absolute joy and just kind of guide the kids or even just admire them and cheer them on as they get to play with all of these different programs going on there. So the commitment is at least 3 hours a week for at least 3 months, and you need to be 16 or older for this.
Nice. Well, if you want to learn more about the United Way, or if you're in need of your assistance yourself, just visit their website or simply dial 211 and get connected to the help that you need. mm-hmm. All right, ladies and gentlemen, as we said at the beginning, everything we talked about today can be found on our website, wickedroadiepodcast.com.
We love to be social, and as Ben said at the beginning of this episode, you're going to want to check out our social media channels. Both Facebook and Instagram have a new video up about our experience at Float. And if you're going to any of these Halloween activities, we want to see all the spookiness and not so spookiness. You can simply use the hashtag WickedRoadie.
If you're one of those people who are watching that video about our experience at Float and you're saying, hey, I want a video like that about my company or restaurant or business or experience or taxidermy.
Maybe not taxidermy. That's stinky.
Oh, right? Well, you know, it's not smell-o-vision.
How do they make them not smell?
What's that?
You're right. It is not smell-o-vision. Perfect. Yeah, yeah. Taxidermists, we'll welcome.
I will put up a GoPro and leave it there for a few days and return with an air pack. If you want to get your message directly into the ears of our listeners, email us, wickedroadiepodcast@gmail.com.
Until next time, folks, my name is Mary Larson.
And I'm Ben DeCastro.
And you've been listening to Wicked Roadie. We'll have more for you next Thursday.